And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mitful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out, and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys. We're talking sausage mania today, and we're here approaching the Labor Day weekend, so we thought we'd, you know what, that's traditional sausage time, so we thought we'd talk about it a little ahead of time so you could get some ideas. You know, we talked about it on the grill, a little bit on the smoker. You gave me yet another one of your toys that I really, really like, and that's that Epicoa skewer machine.
Oh, I'm sorry and, already.
That will be out. That will be out this weekend because I've got a lot of people to feed, and I just like playing with the damn thing.
You just want to show off.
Right.
You can say it. Yep. It's all right.
It's cool. It's really cool. But what it is
Brazilian barbecue.
Yeah, it's a Brazilian barbecue.
And that's where I'm going with this skewer sausage, and it you don't have to get the greatest cut, expensive stuff. You know, you can get that basic country line or whatever the ring of sausages that's already smoked.
Hillshire Farms Eckrich or wherever.
Hillshire is a great one. Yep. Johnsonville even makes them, but you can cut those into little chunks.
Right.
And put all your veggies on a skewer. Number one, your sausage is already cooked.
Right.
So you can just do the veggies nice.
Right.
As Paulie would say.
To where you want them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll prove it to you. At an HPBA show, when I was working with Epicoa years ago, we had a bunch of those lined up, and we were using those sausages, peppers, and onions.
Oh, yeah.
And we had the seagulls lined up longer than any booth in the show.
Right.
For freaking sausage.
Right.
Just a snack. Because it looked so nice.
Right. Big old red and green peppers and a piece of onion and that sausage. They're really colorful.
So if you're going to feed all those people,
right, it's easy. It's easy, guys. That's the cool part about this too, because if you use unsmoked sausage, because you're talking about smoked sausage that you get in a package, that's ready to eat right out of the package.
You can get smoked kielbasa right from Sobey.
Right. But if you put it on there raw, two things are going to happen: is it's not going to get done before the vegetables are way overdone. And it's going to fall apart. When you cut that casing in little chunks, it's going to just disintegrate. You're not going to be able to put it on a skewer.
That is correct, sir.
Yeah, so that is why we are using the pre-smoked stuff. You've seen it, the ring of it in the grocery store.
Yeah, Hillshire Farms, you nailed it.
Right.
I've done blind taste tests with my kids back when they lived with us. Hillshire smokes it, man. Yep. They beat everything. Breakfast sausage. But you've got people over. You can stop on the way back home from the studio here.
Right.
But what I was going to say is, think up a nice basting material for your last 2 minutes on it. And I'm thinking like some of those hot pepper jellies. Hoisin sauce is wonderful. Mm-hmm. Hoisin sausage is
a way.
But it helps your veggies out a little bit. You know, you just get a little something on them.
Right.
Because peppers can be, I mean, we eat a lot of peppers, but you know, they need a
little yum sauce.
You can use some of that on there.
Yeah.
I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, that is good because you're right. They dry out a little bit and it just, something a little tacky right at the end really, really good. Yeah. Well, unfortunately, that's all during the barbecue, not just at the end.
So, Cajun sausage. What do you think about Cajuns? How do you like it?
You know, a lot of the Cajun sausages that I've had are too spicy for most of my guests. And you know that I'm a little bit of a wimp when it comes to spice. I'm not really the guy that likes to have my mouth on fire when I'm eating. Other people, I know you prefer spicy sausages more than probably anybody I know. So it's personal preference. To me, Cajun doesn't have to burn in the top of your mouth off to be good. There's a lot of really good seasonings in it. So I guess I would qualify my comment with, I like Cajun sausages if they're not too spicy. And they really add a great flavor complement if you can skewer little chunks of those with some shrimp and you do those on a rotisserie. Because, again, that sausage, if it's not cooked, boil it first, then cut it up into pieces, put it on there with your shrimp. And shrimp and sausage, is, especially Cajun sausage, is wonderful. That Tony Chatteris, or is that how you pronounce that?
Yes.
Right. That's put some of that seasoning on there.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's really good on shrimp. And it just kind of, and you know, the other thing that's good on that skewer is take a corn on the cob and cut it up, cut one cob of corn up into like three or four pieces. And put those on the skewer. So put a sausage, a corn, a shrimp, a sausage, corn, shrimp kind of thing on there.
Have
and
you
put
ever?
Those on your rotisserie. And those are wonderful. And that corn will be done when the shrimp are done because it's in little pieces.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Have you ever had boudin?
Yeah, you know what? I have. Not my favorite. Oh, it's not my favorite.
I love it because it's got rice in it.
Right.
And it's,
yeah, it's a sausage with rice
like
in it.
It's like a Cajun
right?
pasty.
Yeah. Tubular. A tubular Cajun pasty.
In a lamb's bowels.
Right, yeah. Other than that, doesn't it sound really good?
That is very French. And, of course, most of the Cajun stuff is French. We're going to cover some of that in the final segment. Thank yeah. God we'll be done.
Yeah.
But I love Cajun food, but boudin's the only Cajun sausage I like. I'm just not a big fan of
Cajun sausage, man.
Well,
I guess
those are the two types.
So, what makes them Cajun?
They're both French.
What makes them Cajun? I mean, is it the seasoning?
Louisiana.
Yeah, right. Yeah, that Cajun
country.
You just
got to make them there.
So it's got to be just a seasoning profile, right? And it's got a little a little what in it? Come on, I'm pinning you down here.
Andouille is the one I was thinking of, and that's the one I'm not a big fan of. I just haven't found a recipe that smacks of holy cow, I got to have this again.
Yep.
Unlike, you know, certain kielbasas, the Parkside from Sobeys, it's just so perfect.
Right.
My brother Mike, when he was still alive, he just passed here a few months back. I would go to Sobey and I would get like 10 pounds of the Parkside and we'd go over and put it on his grill real low and slow with some wood chips and have a cigar and a glass of wine. And after about an hour, that it was so gorgeous, and the smell was on the same deck with us, you know.
Yeah, right.
The smell was so enticing. And, I mean, the first time I served that to him, he could not believe it.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
It's that good.
Oh, it is.
That's why it wins the Kielbasa Idol every year.
Right, yeah. Well,
they don't even compete anymore.
Right, yeah. They won it so many times, they don't even compete with it. It's a crazy good recipe. And when you run across something like that, you know it.
Oh.
You know, and
he did. I told him I was going to bring him my favorite kielbasa because we weren't Polish, but let's face it, I grew up with all ethnicities, right?
Right.
Most of us did.
Yeah.
So you knew an Italian family, German, we were Scandinavian, French.
Right.
And so we had all those things in mom's wheelhouse.
Yeah. And it's good stuff because you'd go over to the neighbor's house whose family made a particular version of sausage and had it there, and it's like, oh, man, what a treat.
And then I married into Lebanese and
right.
learned all that. So.
Yeah. Well, there's lots of time. So coming up next, we're going to do maybe a little Polish, some German, and we touched upon Italian. But there are different flavor profiles, and Bob's got some recipes here that we might talk a little bit about some of the ingredients in them. So stick with us. We're going to smoke your link when we come back.
You scare me every time you try to do that.
Hey, it's Barbecue Bob. My wife and I recently built a new addition to our home and remade the kitchen. We went to Garrett's and picked out all of our products so that everything would fit in his space well. The selection was from best price to best quality, and the service was great. The delivery team was courteous and careful. Go to Garrett's Appliance, and while you're there, check out the huge selection of top brands of grills and smokers from North America. Garrett's Appliance, where families serve families. Garrett'sAppliance.com.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.